Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Getaway Friday, April 22nd, 2022, 11:12 a.m. now. 57 degrees, mostly cloudy skies. Phone lines are open, as I say, as I've said. As long as we get the calls, I will stay on the air. 740-751-4038. Lots to talk about. I'll tell you what I'm interested in talking about. It's 11:12 a.m., and I'm starting to get hungry because I really did not have any breakfast this morning. So now I'm thinking, what do I want for lunch? Do I actually want to try to cook something, or do I want to go to a drive-thru? Does anybody have any suggestions on this? Anything good out there to eat that sounds good? 740-751-4038. See, I like food recommendations, because there are a lot of places I don't go because I think I won't like the food, but yet I don't realize what's on the menu. So if anybody has a suggestion, has anybody had anything good lately from a drive-thru establishment? 740-751-4038. Also talking about the Marion City Schools and their discipline crisis. Judge Husel, or Dr. Husel, excuse me, down in Columbus, not guilty of 14 counts of murder. Still have the trivia question out there. What restaurant was the first to use the drive-up window? Does anybody know that? First restaurant to use the drive-up window. We had a guess of McDonald's. It was not McDonald's, but it was somebody. And we still don't have the year that Love Potion number 9, that song, came out. Does anybody know the year? 740-751-4038. 14 minutes past the hour. Colonial Coin Laundry, doing their laundry ministry tomorrow, Saturday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the locations on Bell Fountain Avenue and Main Street. 740-751-4038. Now, somebody's got to have a suggestion when it comes to food. I know we all love to eat out there. I remember that conversation we had about Lee Garden, which apparently Lee Garden is no longer in existence here in Marion, according to our caller there, Ted. The conversation was, and this is years ago now, a couple years ago, maybe three, Charlie said that they had a drive-through window. And I said, "I where is the drive-through window?" So that was the conversation. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, yes. A wise person once said, you can never go wrong with a bologna sandwich.
Oh, so I don't even need to go out. Just get some bologna.
You don't need to go out. You don't need to cook. There's no need for any bells and whistles. Just grab you some good old soft white bread and a couple pieces of bologna, and that's really all you need in life.
So you know,
you have a song that you play about that, about two couple guys that went out.
Oh, yeah, the bologna song.
For the Irish, yeah. There's a whole song about it.
Now, you don't put any mayonnaise on your bologna? See, I do that.
No, I have a couple pieces of bologna, couple pieces of white bread, and my good buddy Judy Smith, he taught me that every once in a while, when you can get a good old ripe tomato, cut that up, put it on there. So that's really all you need, Mike.
Now, is me suggesting mayonnaise like a hex on life? You said that like it was such a bad suggestion.
Well, it's not my cup of tea, but I mean, you can put it on there if you want to.
Now, if you were going to go out, I mean, today, are you on lunch yet?
No.
Okay.
I'm just waiting for some passengers.
Okay, well, let's say you're going to have lunch today. Where are you going to go?
I'm going to go home and have a boy and a sandwich.
Oh, you're not even going to go out and eat?
No. Heaven's no. I'm going to go home and have me a bologna sandwich and maybe a little cottage cheese.
But didn't you say Friday night is the night you eat out?
Well, this ain't Friday night. This is Friday afternoon.
Okay,
and
well...
I don't do it religiously. I mean, you go both doing that. I mean, just sometimes you do and sometimes you know.
So you don't leave an offering when you go out and eat?
Oh, and I wanted to say thank you to Adam for requesting my humble opinion. I got one word about the mask going bye-bye. Hallelujah.
Well, but do you understand, not about the masks in general, but not about are they effective or are they aren't? What do you understand what the point?
I said they cared less about germs. It was trying to get people to put them on. They were so nasty and rude about that. It wasn't even funny.
Well, that's the thing I don't understand. Why has that become like the end-all, be-all of life? Like if you want to put mayonnaise on your bologna sandwich type of thing.
Well, it's a free country. You can put whatever you want on that sandwich. But I'm saying, like, folks don't want to be told what to do. They want to be in control of their own. It used to be a time when people were more obedient. You know, you might not like the rules, but you told them. Now everybody wants to have their 15 minutes of fame and be on the news and be a rebel and, you know, rebel. And we're not going to do what we're told. That's that. It wasn't my idea. It wasn't my rules. But everybody has to check and do what they're being told to do.
You know what? A quick thing, because this has been one of my pet peeves, is that the other night I did order, I think it was just a plain turkey sandwich. And they said, do you want anything with the turkey sandwich? And I said, I would like some mayonnaise. And you know what they brought me? Hellman's. Huh. Hellman's. And of course, what I meant was Miracle Whip.
Wow, now that one mayonnaise and one salad dressing.
Yeah, but that's not really true, because if you go to a restaurant, let's say a sit-down, and you say, I want mayonnaise on my sandwich, they're putting Miracle Whip on there. They're not putting mayonnaise.
Oh, really? I didn't ever know that. See, I always thought mayonnaise, salad dressing.
So you've actually had somebody come to your house and like a hamburger. We're getting into that season, Memorial Day, July 4th, Labor Day cookout. Somebody will come in and say, you'll say, well, what do you want on your hot dog or hamburger? And they'll say, salad dressing.
Well, nobody calls Miracle Whip salad dressing, although that's really what it is. You know, you got potato salad, egg salad, macaroni salad. All those salads require some kind of dressing. That is what you put on it, Miracle Whip.
Right, but yeah. See, even when people, I know my mother was telling me she made a macaroni salad for Easter, and when she was telling, because I said, well, what do you put in it? Because there are certain things I don't like in it. She said, I put mayonnaise. Now, I know she didn't put mayonnaise in it. She put Miracle Whip in it.
Well, I'm saying, one thing is mayonnaise, and one thing is salad dressing. They are two different things.
Right, but who asks, if this lady came to me the other night and said, what do you want on your turkey sandwich? And I would have said salad dressing. Do you think...
Now listen, I don't, when I say salad dressing, I'm thinking of like ranch or
right.
But here's the deal. If I want Miracle Whip, I say Miracle Whip.
So is Miracle Whip really just a thing of its own?
Yes, it's in its own mayonnaise. They're two different things. They don't even taste alike.
Well, it's not salad dressing. I can't tell you the last time I've seen anybody put Miracle Whip on a salad. People used to do that, an older generation. But that's not a thing people do. Miracle Whip is not on the dressing list when you order a salad.
Right. Well, I think they call it... I was always under the impression they call it salad dressing, because you're thinking of salad as far as, like, veggies. I'm thinking of salad like egg salad, macaroni salad, potato salad. There's different types of salads.
Yeah, but I know people who used to do the salad, the green leaf salad, and they might do some cucumbers, and then they'd roll it around in some Miracle Whip, and that's how they'd eat it.
Let me tell you something that's really good. Talking about salad, you ever had a wilted lettuce?
Oh, no. What's a wilted lettuce?
where they drip that hot bacon grease on the lettuce.
Here we go again.
Mm-hmm. And they have some kind of dressing they put on there, like sugar and something.
Wash it down with some pickle juice.
Listen, I'm about 30.
No, what? I mean, what? No, I'm just confused. You like bacon grease, pickle juice.
Listen, when we hang out, do a little survey. You think this is just me being me? This isn't something I just picked out of thin blue air.
No, I'm just.
That really is a thing. A wilted lettuce.
But it seems like you don't really want the food, you just want what's left over. Like you go to Burger King and order a Whopper, throw the sandwich out and eat the wrapper.
Well, the lettuce is good. Like you have to have that little hot bacon grease and you just drizzle it over the lettuce.
Sounds too close to gravy to me.
You have to broaden your culinary horizon, you don't want to do it all at once. For today, just stick with a bologna sandwich.
Bologna sandwich. Well, thanks for the advice.
I do what I can.
Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. I love this debate about Miracle Whip because it comes up all the time. And again, they didn't screw up my sandwich. I guess I could have called them back, but... I said mayonnaise, and I thought, of course, I'm going to get Miracle Whip, because anywhere you go and say, I want mayonnaise, they give you Miracle Whip. But what did they give me? They gave me mayonnaise. Hellmann's. And how many people really eat mayonnaise on a sandwich? I bet if I went to one of these fast food places in town, and I ordered a chicken sandwich, like a grilled chicken or a fried chicken... They don't call it fried, do they? They call it breaded. If I ordered a breaded chicken or a grilled chicken at any one of these fast food places, that's typically where they put the mayonnaise on. And I'm telling you, they use Miracle Whip. I don't think that's real mayonnaise on there. I think that's Miracle Whip. 23 minutes past the hour. Any thoughts? 740-751-4038. I don't, you know what? Here's the problem with the bologna sandwich now. I don't have any bologna. Now, I have bread. I think I might have some turkey. But I don't think I have any bologna. So bologna is going to be out today. I think I have a box of macaroni and cheese. You know, my refrigerator is getting bare now that I think about it. I have some granola bars. I have some bagels. Oh, what else do I have? Don't you like hearing what's food in Scott's house? That's where we're at. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, when you get a big Buford or a Whopper or, you know, anything like that, you get ketchup and mayonnaise on it.
Now, when you say mayonnaise...
McDonald's is really the only one that... They used to have one with a mayonnaise and ketchup on it, but they just continued. I forget what they called that.
Now, when you say mayonnaise, are you saying Hellmann's or Miracle Whip?
I like real mayonnaise better, Hellmann's.
Yeah, but see, now I've had the big Buford, and I'm pretty sure that's Miracle Whip because it's sweet.
And they put a lot of sauce on it too, the big Buford.
Right. So I think the big Buford. Is not real. I can't taste real mayonnaise on that.
You know why they put a lot of sauce on that big Buford?
Why is that?
Because hamburger patties aren't fresh.
Oh, really?
They cook them up and hold them. They cook them one time a day, then they hold them in a cabinet.
Do you remember when Rally's first came to town? And it wasn't the big Buford that was the big seller. Do you remember what the big seller was?
The Rally Burger?
It wasn't the Rally Burger. It was their breaded chicken sandwich because they gave them away for $1. And they ran that promotion for like 6 months. And people would go over there with like $20 and get 20 of these sandwiches. And, boy, they were always busy in the beginning. Their breaded chicken sandwiches.
I miss the old Doubles.
Oh, Doubles. Yeah, Doubles was good. Doubles had good thick hamburgers But you know the problem with Doubles that I didn't like? They only had the spicy fries. I don't like the spicy fries.
Well, I do, but I can take either one. I mean...
I'll tell you who's got really good fries is Arby's.
Yeah, the curly fries?
Not the curly. I like the crinkle.
Crinkle. But their curly fries are good, too.
Their crinkle fries are some of the best fries I've ever had. They have good fries, and Penn Station has good fries.
I've never been to Penn Station.
Oh, you got to try Penn Station. Best subs I have had in I don't know how long. And they are filling. They are very, very good.
Yeah, I heard they're good.
Yeah, you got to check that out. But yeah, I don't know. Is mayonnaise Miracle Whip? That's the question.
It's not really Miracle Whip, exactly. So there's a big taste difference. Miracle Whip is more, even mayonnaise is a salad dressing, but Miracle Whip, I think, is more of a salad dressing.
See, I'm not sure what I don't know if I want a burger. I've been eating a lot of chicken.
Miracle Whip is cheaper.
Yeah, Miracle Whip is cheaper than Hellman's, and I think that's why a lot of restaurants use it.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm trying to figure out what I want for...
I know when we had the pizza shop, Dad would buy Miracle Whip. That's what we use.
Now, in a pizza shop, what is the Miracle Whip item?
Well, we use it on our subs.
Yeah.
You know, turkey subs. I forget what else we use it on. But, you know, some people want it on their regular sub, you know.
They do. But, you know, I just, breaded chicken.
They want it with their fries.
You know something else I wonder? Why is a grilled chicken sandwich so much more expensive than a breaded chicken sandwich?
I don't know. Unless it takes a little bit more time for the operator to grill it, where when they deep fry it, they can put it in there and it just automatically comes up and they don't have to watch it.
Yeah, but to me, it would seem that if you had chicken and you were breading it, you're adding something to the chicken. If you had grilled chicken, you're not adding anything to it.
It costs you more to add that breading to it.
Right, but yet the breaded chicken is always cheaper.
Hassle.
Yeah, but yet the breaded chicken is always cheaper than the grilled chicken.
But everybody buys them fresh. Nobody breads them. You know, and buy some frozen. Nobody breads it. So.
I'll tell you who's got the best fries in town, though, in my opinion. Wendy's.
I heard they've got some new fries. I haven't got to try them yet. But.
Well, I just have always been preferable to Wendy's fries. I don't know what it is about them.
And somebody called in on your show and said they air fry them.
They might. I don't know.
You remember that?
I do. All I know is they are very, very good.
Yeah, I'm going to have to try them.
Yeah, try the Wendy's fries. Well, hey, thanks for calling. All right, does anybody know who had the first drive-through window? What restaurant had the first drive-through window? And don't Google it. Let's see how smart we are. 740-751-4038, 29 minutes past the hour. Now, not only am I thinking about lunch, I'm getting hungry. So now it's the double problem. I just don't know what sounds good. And right now, I have to go to all these drive-through places because I'm not supposed to go in. And, you know, you don't want to inconvenience somebody and say, hey, can you go pick this up for me? I hate doing that. I hate asking people to do things. Drives me nuts. So I just go through the drive-through, and that's a lot easier. And we have so many drive-throughs that you think I'd be able to find something a little different. I don't think I want a burger. I've had a lot of breaded chicken. I don't know. Go ahead, caller.
I believe I heard that on a show one time, Scott, and it was White Castle.
Not White Castle, but a good guess.
Huh.
Not White Castle. First drive-through window. Not White Castle, but a good guess. 740-751-4038. You know, I've had a lot of roast beef, too. Those have been my go-tos lately. The basic roast beef sandwich with cheese and a breaded chicken sandwich from pretty well anywhere. I can eat that from anywhere. But there's got to be something else besides breaded chicken, roast beef and hamburgers. Any ideas? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Might end up eating granola bars and a turkey sandwich. With Miracle Whip, not mayonnaise. Although I think I have both in the refrigerator. And I'll tell you, when it comes to these cookouts this summer, if you say I have ketchup, mustard, and mayonnaise, it's Miracle Whip that they want. Put real mayonnaise on your table. See how many people eat real mayonnaise. I'll tell you, though, I like real mayonnaise on a hot dog. Now, I don't know how many people have tried that. Usually they go with the ketchup or the mustard on a hot dog. But I like real mayonnaise on a hot dog. I even like Miracle Whip on a hot dog. I don't know what it is. It's just got a different taste than when you have ketchup or mustard. Give me a buzz here. What do you put on your hot dog? It is that season. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Talking food. Does anybody have anything to say about anything going on in the community? We can talk about that as well. That's always interesting. What's on your mind? Anything of interest going on in the community? We still don't know anything about Love Potion number 9. Maybe that's why I haven't heard that song in so long. It's not a very popular one. We don't know what year that song came about, and we don't know who had the first drive-up window. What restaurant had the first drive-up window? 740-751-4038. All righty. What else do we got? Well, we're getting a call is what we've got.
Go ahead, caller.
Scott, Pastor Craig again.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good. Hey, 1959, the Clovers, Love Potion number 9.
1959, really?
Yeah. Now, it was an okay hit for the Clovers, but it was a much bigger hit for the Searchers in 1964. That's probably the version most people remember.
Well, thanks for the info. I'm glad we finally got that.
Yes, and my recommendation, since you don't really want to leave the house, go for the macaroni and cheese. You can never go wrong with macaroni and cheese.
You know, people are very defiant about macaroni and cheese, though. They either love it or they hate it.
And I'm in the love it camp.
I don't mind it. I'm okay with it. I might go that way. Hey, thanks for the recommendation, Pastor.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Ya.
Again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. 740-751-4038. I saw or heard, I heard somebody buzzing in there. If that was you, give us a buzz, 740-751-4038. Remember, if you call in and it just keeps ringing, just means we're on the other line. Call us back, 740-751-4038. 1959, Love Potion number 9. Well, we've got that one taken care of. But we still don't know who had the first drive-up window. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, me, I'm back again. I thought, you know, 11 o'clock, Scott might come back on. You might be there for the today, are you?
Yeah, it's as long as the calls keep coming, I'll hold out.
You'll hold out, huh? So, you know, that Pastor Craig, I just come in and I'll hook the tail end of it. You know, these times, ministers and stuff on the radio. Boy, that narrows it down. Boy, I'm pretty tricky, aren't I, Scotty?
That's pretty good.
Yeah, narrowing it down to two, the ministry. They said, you know, how's that phrase go? They say, oh, dang, got it. Here, I had it all planned out to squeal on him, you know. But anyhow, that drive-up window, you say it's one of the big ones.
It is.
And how far back does that go? Like the first one, I thought maybe McDonald's was in the 60s at least.
You know, honestly, I'm trying to think. I was watching this program that gave the answer the other night, and I'm going to say it was either in the 50s or 60s.
Yeah, that narrows it down. Hey, you just said that magic word, to be honest with you. Now, I thought in the ministry business, now us guys, I shouldn't say us guys, I'll say myself, is on the fringe end of that. I don't have to say, to be honest with you, I just flat out tell a Christian story after it's done and say, you know, I think he's telling a fib. He isn't being honest with me. But the ministry says, to be honest with you, I thought they was always honest, didn't you?
Well, you know, I wonder if that's a Freudian thing. I wonder if that's just a slip of the tongue that we do.
Well, then, and now listen here, you're sizing up now here on the ministry part. You got to go up on that show now. Here's the thing. Now, are we going to go into the political side of it now? How they backtalk and this and that? And he said, she said, they said. No, I'm just joking with you, killing time, Scott.
No, you know, it's very interesting what you say, though, because, now see, I just did it again there. Is everything else you say not interesting? Because I said, that's very interesting. See, It's funny. Now, I think these are American colloquialisms.
Now, it isn't funny. See, that wasn't funny what you said.
It wasn't funny, but I told you it was.
So see all the lingo, I call it, different lingo, different people use and stuff, but I hear that phrase now, to be honest with you, and I hear it on the TV and everything. I tell Carol, I said, you know what? You mean tell me they aren't honest? They're already admitting it. They're, now, to be honest with you today, I'm going to tell you something. Now, that's a good giveaway that you're not really honest all the time, right?
You know, that is why it is so hard for people in other countries to learn our language, because we've got so many of those things that really don't make sense.
Well, Scott, you know what? When you brought that up, Bart, I never dreamed, of course, being American born and raised, you know, you would never dream that way. Of all languages, it'd be hard to study and be able to talk fluidly with them. Why, I would never believe the American language, but isn't that something? But you take a dictionary and look it up, all the words in there, and look at all the meanings, and you can go to one word, and it says what it means here, and then it's got something else, and then you could go to that word, and then they all mean the same, but they're pronounced and they're written differently, you know, letters and stuff in them. But, yeah, that'd be a tough one to pass the course to become American citizen, wouldn't it?
Now, where do you fall on our other debate this morning? If you ask for a sandwich with mayonnaise, now are you asking for mayonnaise or Miracle Whip?
Oh, well, that's a toss-up. Since I took over the job, my wife was able to go to the store here for all these years. I thought mayonnaise was mayonnaise. You get a Miracle Whip, that was just another name for that. But, boy, that's a bad word. If you don't get the right wording on that, bring it home, you get a big chewing on that one. Yeah, if you ask for that, I don't know how you could ask for that in a restaurant. I just figured they all, like you just mentioned there, use the same one in a bulk thing like they buy it or something.
You know what's funny? When I go to a restaurant, there's one condiment that people always call by the brand name and not actually the food, and it's A1. People will not say, give me steak sauce. They'll say, do you have any A1?
Okay, yeah. Yeah, boy, I haven't ate a steak with A1. I used to do that, and after I found out, a guy told me, he said, this is a steakhouse, man. Why are you putting that junk on your steak? And I said, oh, he's cool. I don't know why. And he said, man, that kills the flavor of the meat. And, you know, after that, he was right. I never did. The flavor is in the meat for a good steak, yes.
I think you're right. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Well, thank you for listening. And
that's the truth.
To be honest with you, I was going to say something else. No, I wasn't. See you, Scott.
See you. Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Boy, we do have it with American language. These colloquialisms are very, very difficult. I would hate to ever try to have to learn this language. I think we did have another call coming in there. If that was you, give us a buzz, 740-751-4038. 41 minutes past the hour. Here at WWGH Radio, Getaway Friday, April 22nd, 2022. To be honest with you. All right. Well, we still don't have the drive-up window. What restaurant started the drive-up window? 740-751-4038. All right. Or any other stories of interest? Go ahead, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a couple comments about the school situation.
Oh, go ahead.
Bless their hearts. I feel for the teachers, but, you know, we all worry about sending these kids to college or whatever. Don't you think we ought to worry about these poor kids from preschool to about the third grade? You know, I had heard one gentleman that was a teacher for years, and he said, you know, that they get their basis from, you know, preschool through about the third grade. And I thought, well, you know, that I don't know about that. And I feel sorry for the teachers because the teachers have to start from scratch when they come in, and a lot of kids, all they've learned is bad habits, and that's not the teacher's fault. But another thing is the way the teachers present themselves. It used to be the teacher dressed like a teacher, and now if you go park at school and watch the kids come out, you don't know which is the teachers and which is the kids.
Now, why do you think that happened? Because that's an observation I have.
It's because the whole world is casual. You know, I can remember my kids coming home, especially my daughter coming home to school and said, oh, man, you ought to have seen how Mrs. So-and-so was dressed today. She really looked nice. And so on. And, yeah, you know, school teachers, preachers, everybody is so casual. So pretty much we all take life casual. And when you send the kids to school, I mean, what have they got to look up to? Because there's another person up there looking just like the rest of us. And I feel sorry for the teachers because of what they have to deal with. And there again, if it wasn't for the lawyers, we wouldn't need them.
You know, well, and not to be too specific, but, you know, what have you made of the way the media has been focusing in on these issues with Marion City? Because this is our biggest school district in this county, and I don't know the long-term effects of what that's going to be.
Well, you know, none of us, everybody's so busy that school is, you know, it used to be older people, they'd retire or quit their apartment or whatever, but they still go to the school, they go to school. That's not like that. They go to Florida or they go to Arizona, whatever. I raised my kids, somebody else could raise me.
Well, it's interesting to me on these two points that they're having issues with right now. The fact that this whole thing about discipline is being played out in the media, I think that's strange.
Well, they done more of the COVID out, so they got to get something, I reckon.
I get. But the other problem is that the choosing of a school board member, that Judge Fregali is saying that he has to consult some books because this has never happened in Marion before, that the school board itself cannot come to a consensus on the school board member. And there's only four people on the school board, which tells you it's got to be two and two. Now, if the school board can't get together on picking a new member, how are they going to get together on anything else?
Well, and that's absolutely the truth, you know, because everybody's right.
Right, and I think they both know. It's clear to me, and again, this is just my opinion, and I want to preface it with that, that there are two divisions right now on that school board, because if there was a swing vote, we would have a new school board member. And clearly that fifth person who's going to be chosen is going to be the swing vote, because somebody's going to end up with three and somebody's going to end up with two. And I think the fear right now is who that person's going to be. Are they going to side with us, or are they going to side with them? And, you know, that's a big problem.
Kind of, though, if everybody was going and doing what was right, not what was going to seal their job, you know, they would. I just don't understand. You know, respect and respect for the job and everything is just gone out the door, you know, right down to churches and everything else. You know, churches, one of them's beaten so they can get the congregation from another church. And I says, why in the world do we have to have 100, I think there's about 125 churches in Marion.
A lot, yeah.
And they're all using the same textbook, going to the same place.
Well, it's interesting to me that nobody, no matter what the situation, churches, schools, jobs, nobody's complacent anymore. There's got to be some kind of change. There's got to be some kind of friction. And I don't know what kind of example this is to the students, if, because they always say, well, get along, compromise. We hear this in politics. Right. If the parents can't compromise, if the elected officials can't compromise, how in the world do we expect the kids to compromise?
And why is it such a big deal? I mean, you're on the school board because you want to be on the school board, or you see the need for you to be on the school board. You're not in there to cause a ruffle.
Well, here's what, and I wish somebody could answer this question, and maybe somebody will. Okay, they've got four people on that board right now. They've got one vacant seat. Now, these four people cannot come to a majority agreement on who the new school board member is going to be. Now, obviously, people have volunteered for this because those people now will go to Judge Fregali. Well, here's my question. How do those four people who are voting on the new school board member, how do they know how they're going to vote? Are they ringers? Did they ask them to apply for this job because they know they'll vote for them? How would they know how they're going to vote on people? Why would you vote no on somebody? I'm very confused about that.
Well, and that's true, Scott. It's so does that mean that everybody's on the school board does not have their own thinking cap on?
Well, like if
they're going fearful of somebody else voting the wrong way.
Well, I just think about myself. I don't have an allegiance to any of those people. If I applied to fill that seat and I went in and met with them, if they would ask me how I was going to vote on anything, I wouldn't tell them. I'd say, I need to see more information. And you're going to vote no on me because of that?
Yeah, to me, that seems a little bit not people just not thinking about themselves. So are they, I mean, wouldn't they vote for the good of the school no matter what the person beside of them was voting?
Well, you know, I think I don't believe these are paid positions.
They get paid for being on school.
Do they?
Yeah.
It can't be a good amount.
Well, it's not a big amount, but they get paid for being on the school. It's not enough to want them to do the job, let's put it that way.
Right. I guess that's maybe more in line with what I was saying. It's certainly not what and I don't want to say that city council gets paid a lot, but that's a fair amount of money.
Yeah, it is, but still, for the grief you have put up with, I'm not too sure that it is, but you got to give them credit for at least going or, you know, showing up for it. But yeah. Now, they get paid.
Well, see, that's what's interesting to me, is that when city council has to fill a council seat, which that has happened a few times, happened with our auditor recently, the party chooses the person, and people from the other party cannot even apply, which I understand that, because that party won that seat. But with school board, they're not listed as political candidates. So how can four people not come together on a board member unless one of, and I'm not saying everybody on the school board's doing it, but it would seem to me that people are sending people in to volunteer for this who know are going to vote with them.
Well, it's never going to be this way, but once you're in office, you're not Democrat or Republican.
Right. Well, and
you're there for the benefit of the whatever.
Well, and I feel bad for poor Judge Fregali. How is he going to choose a board member? What in the world basis could he possibly do that on?
Well, if the people sitting there on the school board can't decide, how's he going to?
Right. He has no knowledge of what's going on with Marion City Schools. How's he going to look at these candidates and say, yep, you're the best one?
Yeah. Like a pig in a poke, isn't it?
And it's very strange. Very strange.
It is. And you think if it's just getting the school board members that much of a mess, what in the world kind of situation does the kids think? I mean, they don't know anything about the school board, but that's just the top of it. You know, kids, I just feel sorry for kids, and I feel sorry for teachers because they don't have any support. You know, and you've heard people older than me say, well, there's no way that I would have done that because when I got home, that would have been the end of it. Well, that's not the end of it now. That's just the beginning.
No, but you know what's odd, and that is the typical response, and I do understand that because I've been in that position myself, but now the elected officials can't decide. I mean, they can't decide on policy that would get to the teachers, that would get to the students, that would get to the parents. If the problem is starting there now, we've got a gigantic problem. It doesn't matter if the parents believe the child or not. If we can't even get a policy enacted, that's a much bigger problem.
Well, all I can say is that I believe if they can't come up with that decision, why are we turning over whatever, because it's lots and lots of money that they deal with every year. How can we turn over four people to take care of that when they can't even decide on who another board member is going to be?
Well, I'll tell you, the next time Marion City School Board members are up for election, that's going to be a lot more contested. A lot more people are going to be applying for that, or running for that, I should say, because I think they got themselves into a pickle here that they did not think they were going to get into a pickle. And again, I'm not casting aspersions on anybody because I really don't know the answer. But all I know is the board changed in January. Two new board members came on. The president of, so we've only had this new school board for four and a half months. In that time, the president of the school board has resigned. They can't choose a new board member. The Marion City Schools have been on the Columbus News for the first time that I can remember. Judge Fregali, who says for the first time in Marion history, has to choose a board member. And teachers are coming in talking about discipline problems. In 4 months, all that happened, and it's just a coincidence?
Well, yeah, that's true. But like I say, it goes to back to whose kids got to look up to. When they hear this, and they hear mom and dad talking about it at home, and they don't feel secure going to school because it is just absolute chaos.
You're right.
It shouldn't be like that, but I says, my God, I said, if we think the world's a mess now, wait till these poor kids grow up.
I know. Hey, thanks for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Well, a lot to digest there, an interesting conversation. 55 minutes past the hour here. Don't forget, I'll be on tonight with Angie from 8:15 until 10. 740-751-4038. I know there's a lot to say on that particular subject. Here we go. All righty. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, I forgot to tell you this when I had you on the phone earlier. Guess what opens up tonight?
What's that?
The drive-in movie theaters.
Oh, really? Now, what's the closest one?
It's a toss-up. They got one in Kenton, and they got one on Lexington Spring Mill Road over in Mansfield.
Now, do we know what's showing in Kenton or what time?
I looked at it, but nothing looked appealing, so I can't tell you. I skimmed to it, and nothing grabbed my attention.
Well, it's going to be a beautiful night for a drive-in movie.
I know. I just can't wait. Don't you just love the drive-in?
Well, I do, but you know, to be honest, I dislike new movies so much. I like when they show, not ancient movies, but I like when they show things like Ghostbusters or Back to the Future or something like that.
They do that a lot around Halloween. Do like the throwback, like, you know, Freddy movies and stuff.
You know, I wish drive-ins were open at Christmas, because can you imagine going in and watching a Christmas movie up on the big screen?
No, especially not when it's, like, freezing cold out.
But we don't really have, December's in Ohio, really not a lot of snow on the ground. It might be cold, but you can roll up your window and turn on the heat. Most people leave their cars on anyway so they can listen through the radio.
Yeah, that's true. All right, just wanted to let you know that.
Hey, thanks. All right, phone lines are open. Well, that's a sign of summer around the corner. The drive-in movie theaters are opening. I know the one in Kenton, but I'm trying to remember where the one in Mansfield is. I know there's one close to Mansfield that is no longer in business that I remember going to when I was younger. I can't remember the name of that, but I passed by there not too long ago. Not in very good shape. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Anything to say about the schools? A sign of summer? We still don't know where the first drive-up window is. Miracle Whip versus mayonnaise? 740-751-4038. I still don't have what I'm going to have for lunch. No good suggestions there. Don't forget the Colonial Coin Laundry. This is so important. I love that this is happening. Laundry Ministry tomorrow, Saturday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the locations on Bell Fountain Avenue and Main Street. And don't forget Tony Danza, Standards and Stories, our Stories and Standards, 23rd of April, 7:30 p.m., Palace Theater. Tickets are still available, 740-383-2101. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Yeah, is it the In-N-Out Burger?
Not the In-N-Out, but a good guess.
All right, thanks, Scott.
Not the In-N-Out Burger. Now, I think the In-N-Out Burger had the first walk-up window. I know there's something to the In-N-Out Burger because I remember it on that program. I can't remember. But basically, the drive-up window as we know it today, with the speaker in the windows. Who did that first? 740-751-4038. 59 minutes past the hour here. Getaway Friday, April 22nd, 2022. 740-751-4038. On tonight, 8:10 to 10 p.m. with Angie. Boy, we'll have a lot to talk about. The schools, Tony Danza, the laundry ministry, food, Miracle Whip, mayonnaise. You'll have to remind me to talk about this tonight and what I had for lunch. 740-751-4038. Well, we're going to break here in 10 seconds. Don't tune away. Still more to come here on WWGH Radio.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For legendary talk show host Larry King.
You were hurt when they gave you the 1 year. How did this make you feel when you got the news? 27 years with that company.
It's never easy, you know. I mean,